Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 19th of December 2011. All of the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. British Telecom is the latest to sue Google over the Android service. Yes, it's not good news. Six patent lawsuits have been filed in Delaware on Thursday, and it looks like Google is infringing upon these patents with its Android operating system. Apparently, they're to do with maps and music, and I've got to say that BT never seems to be particularly music-friendly or map-friendly for me. But there you go. It's the Telecommunications Apparatus Method and Navigational Information System Network, apparently, according to them. But I don't know anymore, and I really don't care. London has shown off its new 2012 double-decker bus in something that looks like it's inspired by Harry Potter, going back to the original Routemaster. This thing has got three entrances, and they're worried about fare dodgers. Well, the third entrance is an absolute minefield. But when you climb the stairs, fear not for light, because there's going to be three huge windows, and it looks super gorgeous and slick and dandy. Go and get one if you want. It's an eco bus, so it's got a bit of electric power as well. Big deal. iTunes Match subscriptions were halted in the UK over the weekend. I am trying desperately to find out if they're back up and running yet, though, but without having to subscribe myself. Every time I get to try and find out, I have to subscribe first before I can. But anyway, they were down over the weekend. They may still be down. If you know that they're not, send me a note. Hey, there's good chaps. In a bit of a retrograde step, Channel 5 has abandoned HD plans. Ofcom has confirmed that Channel 5 has decided not to launch an HD version of itself on the fifth available slot for terrestrial television. No one's actually said why as yet, but it looks like it could be down to the fact that it was going to cost an absolute frigging fortune, and they're just not bothered. There's been an explosion over the weekend at the Pegatron factory for Apple products. There's been some people injured as well as. If you really don't care about the humanitarian element of that and you just want to know whether your iPhone 4 is going to come out, then fear not, because yes, it is. They've said it's a small explosion. It's in one of the factories in Shanghai in China, and it was very containable, and they can move things around so that production will go back in. Yeah, so don't worry. You're still going to get your iPhone. A judge has said that an indictment issued for Twitter harassment is unconstitutional and violates the Twitter's First Amendment's rights. It comes after a chap named William Cassidy became involved with Alice Zioli, and she's a religious figure of some description, and they fell apart and it didn't go very well, and he became embittered, unquote the story, and he sent a whole series of abusive tweets and blogs out. They were all taken down by Twitter. She got an injunction and then issued an indictment for the takedown of the notices, and the judge has thrown it out saying, no, he has a freedom of speech. Take your lover's tiff and do it online. Sprint has disabled its Carrier IQ software. I feel a bit sorry for Carrier IQ because there's no evidence that they're doing anything wrong whatsoever. It's just the media jumping on the back of the bandwagon and trying to make out that there is. But they're obviously going to go out of business now as a result. I hope they made enough money. Bad luck. Now then, do you fancy getting in the Max Payne 3 video game from Rockstar? Well, you can. All you've got to do is enter their contest on their website, and you could get your likeness in the game. Whether it's going to be flattering or whether it's going to be something that you want your employer to see or not, I doubt. But you can enter. All you've got to do is follow @RockstarGames on Twitter, and they will be able to enter you. Softshell has created Freehands. They're a series of gloves that you can get, and I came across them today, and I thought about crap for Christmas for them, but they're not, because they're good for photographers. There's a set of Softshell men's mittens, and they're £19.04. And the beauty of those is the thumb and the forefinger pop off so that you can shoot with your trigger finger. I'll be buying some of those this week. And of course, they still work with your iPhone and your iPad. Logitech has created the mini boombox as well. It's only the size of your iPhone 4, but apparently the amount that it pushes out is pretty impressive. What's really cool is the fact that it sends all your audio over via Bluetooth, and it plugs in via USB to recharge it as well, so it's got a nice little rechargeable battery in there. You can also go through a 3.5mm jack if you're an old fuddy-duddy like me. And it's $99, so it's not the cheapest, but apparently it's one of the best. And of course, we love Nerf, and the Nerf Jolt EX1 has come out. It's tiny, it's super tiny, with an underside plunger, and it's great for hitting the kids with. Apparently, it delivers a bit of a sting as well. And one thing that's brilliant about the gun is that it's under $10. Well done, Nerf. And finally, we go over to Santa for our crap for Christmas this year. Hello, Santa. How you doing?
Oh, hello, Ewan. Yes, fine. Thank you very much. Wonderful, wonderful. A lovely day yesterday at your rugby club, looking after all the children. Absolutely gorgeous. What wonderful little kids. I couldn't be happier.
Great bunch.
I'm sorry I arrived late, and I'm sorry I left early, but then I can't stand children, you know. So, of course, I had to get rid of the little buggers as fast as I could. But I hope there's no lawsuits or anything for the ones that sat on my knee. But some of the moms, oh, my God, they could sit on my knee. God, they're gorgeous. Lovely. And as for that girl, Deborah, behind the bar.
You can't say that.
Anyway, yes, today's crap for Christmas is the Grace Echo Pod. You can take your iPhone or your iPod Touch for a swim. It's a waterproof case that lets you put your iPod Touch in. You obviously can't touch the screen, so I don't see the point of that. And also, you have to plug in your earphones, which, whilst they are secure and also not open to flooding in there, I'm sure the earphones don't work particularly well underwater.
No, probably not.
The other problem with the thing is it's $50, so it's only a piece of plastic with a bit of rubber on it. Yeah. So that's the Grace Eco Pod iPhone and iPod Touch case for your swimming outings or going to the seaside or those kind of things.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
You can buy an optional bike clamp as well if you want to go riding. But I wouldn't ride a bike into water, no. Good grief. Makes the pedaling terribly hard. Okay, there we go. Thank you very much. Have a very, very good Christmas, everybody. And we'll be back again tomorrow with more Santa's crap for Christmas. Ho, 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 bloody ho. Ha, ha. Bye.
Thanks, Santa. If you've got a story and don't know where to send it, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. Santa will be back tomorrow with his crap for Christmas on the answer service, as usual. And we'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of all of the news that there possibly can be. Until then, have a great day, and thanks for listening.